This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to take an historic vote to impeach President Donald Trump. It comes as the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rejected Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's bid to have key aides to the president testify at Trump's impeachment trial in January. By Wednesday night, Trump could be only the third president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history, even as his conviction at the Senate trial and removal from office remains highly unlikely. More clashes erupted in New Delhi Tuesday between thousands of protesters and police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. We get more from Joe Davies.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation. And there have been growing questions about the stance of the government, led by Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, towards India's Muslims. Islam makes up 14% of the population. The citizenship law follows the revocation of the special status of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region and a court ruling clearing the way for the construction of a Hindu temple on the site of a mosque raised by Hindu zealots.
That was Joe Davies reporting. Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. In its annual report release Tuesday, the watchdog group says 49 journalists killed this year and 389 are currently in prison. While fewer journalists were than usual killed, 12% more ended up behind bars, nearly half in China, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of public sector workers are protesting across France against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilisation in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Thousands of rail workers, nurses, teachers and public service employees marched. The unions and Macron are each hoping to push the other to back down over the festive period, with the prospect that strikes over the holiday would alienate an increasingly frustrated public.
That was Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Employers posted more jobs in October here in the U.S. and a sign of a solid economy. AP's Rita Foley has that story.
For nearly a year and a half, there have been more job openings than unemployed people. Now, another sign the job market remains strong. Employers posted more job openings in October. The Labor Department says the number of available positions rose 3.3% to nearly 7.3 million. That suggests that businesses remain confident enough in the economy to create more jobs. The number of open jobs is down from a year ago, but it was at a record high level then, 7.6 million. And the number of jobs is still historically high. Rita Foley, Washington.
Pope Francis announced sweeping changes to the way the Roman Catholic Church deals with cases of sexual abuse of minors. Walter Ratliff has the story.
Pope Francis has abolished the use of the Vatican's highest level of secrecy in clergy sexual abuse cases. Victims and their advocates say the move to get rid of the pontifical secrecy rule was long overdue. But they caution that proof of its effectiveness would come when the Catholic hierarchy is forced to respond to inquiries, grand jury subpoenas, and prosecutors who want all internal documentation about abusers. Francis had faced criticism that the high level of confidentiality on abuse cases has been used to protect pedophiles, silence victims, and keep law enforcement from investigating. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar agree to form a transitional unity government by February's deadline, even if they don't resolve key political disputes by that time. The two leaders who signed a peace deal in September of last year missed two deadlines to form the government. For more news, VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.